Now, we were both in Newbridge on Tuesday night. Wasn't great weather, rained a bit, tight pitch, always going to be difficult. Boy, the Kildare surprises. And, you know, I'm not really surprised because my brother's involved in Selbridge and he's telling me how much Kildare, they've invested in Kildare hunting in the last 10 years. You know, the fellas like Tom Walshone, Stapleton, he's manager of the minor team, and Pat English, of course, who's father was the great Jim English, who trained in the great Wexford 50s and 60s teams, Wexford blood in them, but they deserved to win on the night, Billy. But we were very poor, weren't we, on the night?
Yeah, I think maybe we were a small bit naive. You know, we went in with a light team for to play hurling, and they came up again a serious physical challenge. And again, we found it probably ourselves getting drawn into a type of hurling that wouldn't suit some of our players. It had been backbone by the minor team 2 years ago that won the Leinster final, and a lot of them would have another year on it. There was one or two minors on it as well. But physically, you'd have to say that Kildare were really up for it. We had chances near the end of it. Again, that, you know, our confidence probably didn't go for it. We were a point up, probably had a chance to tap on over the bar. We went for the killer blow. That extra pass in the conditions didn't suit, and it ended up going wide, and they went down the field. And Liam Dempsey, you know, in fairness, he nailed nearly every free. I think he might have only missed one free.
He missed two, I think, Billy. He scored 12, missed two. He scored 13 against Carlo, so I think he missed two out of 27 frees, and he scored a brilliant point on the sideline for the winner.
He did, and it was probably the one guy you didn't need to get that ball. But again, you know, that route one is if you're in trouble, route one nearly always gets you out of trouble in that and puts the pressure back on the other team. We went for a short puck out, and, you know, in fairness to young Dempsey, he came in, got a block, got possession, still had a lot to do, and put a brilliant point. If you're going to win a match by a serious good point, it was definitely the one that he scored the other night.
I know Wexford are missing a few, but they're putting a lot of faith in the minors that won a Leinster title. Billy, I believe if you're under 20 or whatever age group you are, the more people you have up to the age, I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah, well, I'd say
it's stronger physical. Kildare looks stronger physical, more physically. I suppose physically, they certainly look a bigger team, more physical.
They did
in appearance now, rather than.
Well, you can see it even on the field as well. You know, the conditions that were there, especially in the second half, heavy rain falling, definitely didn't suit the conditions of short passing. You know, there was two or three guys who really fought hard. I thought Richie Lawler, when he came back in around the middle of the field, half-back line, won a lot of ball. And then, I mean, and again, we had chances, but we just didn't put them away. But if you're there, at the end of the day, when you look and see, you probably, you know, Kildare deserved their victory. And I just see the other night where they actually won the minor, the Betleish in the minor.
And Wexford are playing next Wednesday night, so we certainly be given plenty of notice to be on guard, Billy. It's a tight pitch, and that's what teams will find difficult with.
Yeah, but these
it's a graveyard for a lot of teams.
These have serious good hurlers that have, you know, a lot of them playing in the Kilkenny League. A lot of them have won Faelas. You know, so, you know, they're not guys that just took up a hurl overnight. And there's a lot of effort being put in the last 12 to 10 years in Naas hurling. They've been down here in our own pitch here playing tournaments. They've been up in Dublin playing tournaments and in Kilkenny. And they get invited to these tournaments because they're good enough. And they won a lot of these tournaments. So they have seriously good hurlers. And, like, we just have to stand back again and saying, like, we the likes of Clash, all in Dublin, you know, the likes of Cairns, the likes of Flannans.
We're not getting enough from our schools, believe it, or colleges.
Yeah, we don't seem to be now. I know over the last year or so it hasn't, but we don't seem to be making that big impact for the, you know, win national titles at schools level. I think Enniscorthy CBS might have been the last ones that won in All-Ireland as regards the schools. And, you know, the nurseries that we had in the 60s and 70s are not there anymore producing them. You know, we have the biggest school in Gorey here. We have Peters, we have Good Counsel. But, you know, they haven't been making big impacts. Maybe Good Counsel at times haven't been making that impact in hurling over the last 10 to 15 years that we need to produce the nurseries that are going to drive your county teams forward.
Kildare won it in the first half, Billy, leading by 6 points at half-time, 10 points to four. And they were an outstanding full-back in John McKeown. And okay, they were tough tackling, and the referee was very fussy, Tomás Costello or Tomás Gleeson from Dublin. And they were a very dangerous full-forward in Fearon O'Sullivan. So they were full value on it. It wasn't a fluke. They were full value for the win. However, Wexford never really got going. They didn't play direct hurling either. It was all cross-field. It was all short players running with the ball and then losing it. You know, that frustrates everybody.
It does, and like this Kildare team had beaten Carlo already in the championship. I think they had two games in the championship, which you can't beat, really. really, you know, they couldn't trust the championship hurling. So they're well up for it. And like, we were going to be slow starters. But when we came back, we got the penalty, we came back into it, you thought maybe we were going to. But, you know, a fair play to Kildare. They didn't give up on it. A lot of teams would. They didn't give up on it. They got their free, they took it. And, you know, they worked it well. They were down to 13 men when they scored that last point. And, you know, it's just the way the crowd in the middle of the field, the crowd at the half back line. And they worked very, very hard for the victory, you'd have to say.
Obviously, you felt sorry for the young Wexford boys coming out of the dressing room. You know, that's one problem I have with Jay generally, Billy, that you put in 6-8 weeks work for one game, and if you lose, you're gone. And we're competing against other sports, Billy. I know it's COVID, and even if it wasn't COVID, it's a knockout anyway, Billy. I think they really need to. How are you going to keep young fellas interested when they can play other sports and get a game week in, week out? And there we are, fellas bursting their gut for 6 weeks, and they're gone after one game.
Yeah, and like, as I say, we change the rules, and we haven't seemed to change the rules of the game very easily, but we don't seem to be able to change what really needs to be and make an impact as regards the game, to get more games. Again, probably being in club involved with your club more might be a help as well. You know, that these guys, they can't play with their club because they're involved in a county team.
Which is wrong, Billy, in my opinion.
Probably needs to be looked at as well, Ian. And that's
very wrong, in my opinion. There are young fellas that need game time. A practice match or a game time is 10 times better than training, in my opinion. Any player will tell you the same. In your day, you'd prefer it.
Well, it's all about handling the ball. If you're playing with your club or whatever, you know, you get used to the handling of the ball and that. But it wasn't the fault on the other night. It was just that we came with a very, I thought, small team for the come up again, a physical team, and maybe we weren't expecting that, and that's where we got caught. But it's a pity, because there's no back door for the under 20. You're gone, and that's it. But a lot of them will be back with their own senior clubs now, and maybe one or two might even be brought into the senior panel. I'm not too sure about that. But again, like, it's games is what they want, and being involved out on the field, involved in games, is where they need to be. And that's, I think that's something that we have to look at. And the other thing I was saying, we just have to look at the schools and try and make, I think this 3-6-5 is going very well in a lot of schools, so you'd hope that, you know, that's going to maybe give light to the likes of these colleges when the number of players go in.
Yeah, the reality is, Billy, and I was saying the other night, after the under 20 footballers narrowly lost, now Offaly, we're a better team, we're a big county in population-wise, size-wise, club-wise, and our performances at underage have been just so disappointing, both hurling and football.
Yeah, and like, you know, the minor, apart from the minor, going back, they're the first ones that won a Leinster title. Like the Rory O'Connor and them, they were beaten in a minor final, and I think they were beaten in 2 or 3 minor under-21s. You have to go back, and where I think it's about 5 or 6 years ago, to Conor Mack and them, where they got 2 in All-Ireland semi-final, or an All-Ireland final, were beaten as well. But at least if you're getting to them All-Ireland finals, it means that you have
that
talent.
You're
competitive, and you're up there with the top 4 teams in Ireland when you're doing that. We haven't been in the top 4 teams, and we'd say go back to minor and that only from 2 years ago, and in fairness, they've done a great job. The same guys, nearly the same guys, are involved with this under 20 team. I think they'll learn from
the
other
nearly night. The same players.
Yeah, and I think they'll learn from the other night that next year, that a lot of them are right up on it, and I think that it was a fair learning curve for the players and for the guys that were over them. But they're good guys, and I think they will be back with this team.
Good to talk to you, Billy, and God knows what part of Ireland we'll be in next weekend. We might have the weekend off, but we might be in some part of Ireland next weekend, either Clare or wherever, it depends.
I'm sure we'll be here anyway.
Wherever it is, we go.
We'll go, and as I say, I much prefer to get another week rest with the lads, but you go, if you're drawn out, you have to go.
Yeah,
that's certainly. If we do go to Clare, we'll go to Clare.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Liam.